This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Katarina Sestarek. 2 days of hearings into Missouri's Medicaid system were wrapped up Wednesday by a House interim committee tasked with crafting reforms that could also include a moderate increase in coverage. Marshall Griffin reports.
Committee members have been examining how some GOP-led state legislatures have expanded Medicaid, but several Republicans remain opposed to approving any expansion until reforms are put in place. Keith Frederick of Rolla says doing so would load the cost onto future generations and would be akin to, quote, financial child abuse. Fellow Republican Noel Torpy of Independence says, though, it is possible to expand and reform Medicaid while remaining fiscally conservative.
The majority of the population we're talking about are the working poor. And if we can help them and also change the system in a better fashion for everyone that's involved in it, I think that's a good policy.
More hearings are scheduled next month. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Students' right to vote may be in the future for those who sit on university governing boards. The initiative petition regarding these student voting rights completed its first step Wednesday when Secretary of State Jason Kander announced that it has met state standards for circulation. St. Louis attorney Brad Ketcher filed the petition. He says it's important for students to have a full voice.
I think it's very important that students have a full voice on those boards. Students are spending more and more of their resources on tuition and fees, and a lot of times having to take out student loans for those sorts of obligations.
For the petition to move forward, it needs to receive 100,000 signatures from registered voters around Missouri. Kander's office says it wants all signatures by May of 2014. Then it will be on its way to being placed on the November 2014 ballot. Senator Claire McCaskill says she's, quote, embarrassed and angry about the rollout of a key part of the new federal health care law. But the Missouri Democrat believes people will eventually come to like it. The federal government's online health insurance marketplace, being used in Missouri and many other states, has been plagued by problems since it launched October 1st. And many people who currently have individual insurance policies have been getting cancellation notices from their insurers because their policies will no longer comply with the federal law. McCaskill says the rollout of the online insurance marketplace has been botched, but she says people also were upset when the Medicare program was launched decades ago. McCaskill believes people eventually will appreciate the health insurance exchanges just as they do Medicare. Boone County officials want the City of Columbia to take control of their portion of the MKT trail. The proposal was brought up at the City Council meeting this week. KBIA's Joshua Teasley has more on what this would mean for trail users.
Columbia Parks and Recreation is considering taking control of a 4-mile portion of the MKT trail that connects Columbia with Katy Trail. Parks Planning and Development Superintendent Mark Snyder says the transfer wouldn't cost Columbia residents anything, and it would improve the overall quality of the park.
The county doesn't have a Parks and Recreation Department, so they've been maintaining it with their Public Works Department, and I think they've done a good job. However, you know, our Parks and Recreation Department is one of our main focuses is maintaining our trails, and so I think that we'll do a good job with it, just like we try to do a good job with all of our existing trails.
County officials say the maintenance was the biggest problem with the dual ownership and that the expense is a burden. Columbia Park Services Manager Gabe Huffington says city ownership would clear up a lot of problems.
People would know who to contact. I think that's a lot of times the issue is, like, sometimes they'll call the city when it's on the county, or they'll call the university when it's on the city. You know, it's a lot of it's the ownership and trying to figure out who's maintaining it, because it's not really clear to a lot of people.
City Council officials plan to resume talks next week. Joshua Teasley, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.